But we'll turn our attention back to the world of football for a second, because Matheus Filippo has ended up at the St Kilda Football Club. He was picked 10, a big unit too. I saw him on the screen the other night. He's a big unit, and they tell us he's a good personality as well. So let's find out. The young man joins us on the line. Good morning, Matheus.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. What's your world been like the last 48 hours? Talk us through it.
My head's been spinning. You know, I've had that many different emotions. I can't even remember them all, to be honest with you. I can't remember everything that's happened, but it's been extremely surreal. I've met a ton of, you know, all-time legends at the club already, so and some new teammates as well. So, you know, it's been amazing.
What were you expecting going into the draft? Were you expecting to go 10 to St Kilda? Adrian Dodoro, we spoke to him yesterday. He was talking about picking you up at 5. What were your expectations leading in?
Yeah, I didn't have any expectations. I was very, very unsure if, you know, just like everyone else, if, you know, who was going to end up at Essendon. But seeing Cal's fandom guide, you know, knowing he got, you know, what was it, 13 right last year, 12 right last year, I was pretty confident that, you know, that would probably be the way that it would pan out. So,
what was the thing that surprised you the most in the whole last few days, Matheus?
Probably the facilities at St Kilda. But I don't know what I was expecting, but they just absolutely blew me away. It's unbelievable down there.
Okay. And I know you've spoken about it a little bit, but that first meeting with Ross Lyon, he can be a daunting figure. How did that all go for you?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I remember walking in and I was trying to like spot him at the back, and he was looking away from me at the time, and I didn't realise it was him, so he turned around, and as he turned around, he was like right in my face. I just don't love him. Oh my gosh, that was it just kind of took me by surprise. But it was, he gave me a big hug, and you know, I wasn't expecting that. So yeah, you know, not cuddly Ross. He speaks about it, but it was awesome. It was awesome.
So that's not going to be a normal thing. The whole catch up sort of hug program with you and Ross, is that not normal?
No, I got one more in as I left, just in case.
So there was a lot of talk about you and the coverage. I must admit, I watched the top 10 quite intently, and I saw your name pop up, and I saw how big you were compared to Jack Steele. It's always a good reference point. What do you think you can be as in terms of positional play with the Saints 2023 and beyond, I suppose?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure, to be honest. I think the main focus for me going into this year is probably just, you know, putting in the work. You know, I spoke to Ross, and he was very confident that if I, you know, put the effort in, that, you know, I'll get an opportunity. So, yeah, I think, you know, if I put the work in, that'll take care of itself. And hopefully, you know, whether that's down forward or on a wing or pinch hit in the midfield, yeah, we'll have to see.
Who are your heroes growing up?
Yeah, Dad was definitely atop the list. You know, he wasn't as, you know, all-time great as some of the guys I met yesterday, but just as a man and as a person, he was awesome for me.
Yeah, great. And moving to Melbourne, I mean, obviously there's not too many teams in South Australia, so you knew that chances are, the percentages were going to say that you're going to have to move away from home. That you were comfortable with that early doors, or did that take some adjusting to mentally in the last couple of months?
Yeah, I think it did. Coming into the year, I did have a pretty good understanding that it was probably going to be, you know, the likelihood if I did put my name up the draft board. So, you know, I knew I would have to come to terms with it, but you know, after being to St Kilda yesterday, I didn't, to tell you the truth, I didn't really want to go home after that. I just wanted to get, you know, started into it. So, you know, I don't think I'm going to have any trouble. The boys are very supportive, and, you know, I think it's, you know, awesome culture down there. So I shouldn't have any troubles.
I'm interested in, Matheus, there's been a real spruik about you as an X-factor player, someone that can really change a game. You've got a big, warm personality. You can even detect that talking to you now. How does that sit with you, that whole thing of potentially being a bit of a shaper, potentially, of a club into the future?
Yeah, well, if I could have any positive impact on the club, that, you know, that'd be awesome. But yeah, I think the main thing for me is, like I've said, just putting in the work, and, you know, hopefully that you know, the work that the other guys put in rubs off on me and I rub off on them. So, yeah, if I'm able to have a big impact, you know, on the club, that'd be awesome.
How would you describe yourself as a player? When you get a lot of the draft experts and the clubs sort of say plays like and all that sort of thing. But yeah. I'm interested, coming out of your own mouth, for the St Kilda fans out there listening to this and the footy fans, what are we going to get?
Yeah, so I'm a taller midfielder. That's traditionally been what I was coming through as a junior. Played a bit of half back and forward, more so forward in the last couple of years. I like to think I'm high impact per possession player. Can play inside and also a bit of outside as well. I think my outside game's improved quite a bit. Very competitive and wants to win all the time.
The word that's been labelled is X Factor. Now, I had a lot of X Factor back at school, just a real dynamic sort of player. I get drawn to X Factor, and that's what's labelled. You've got that label.
Yeah, it's a good label, definitely. I remember before one of the state games, Vic Metro, Tony Bamford, the SA coach, was pointing at a couple guys. And he was just saying X Factor. So, yeah, it's pretty cool to have that label. And I've still got to prove myself, though. I haven't done anything yet. But, yeah, it's definitely cool.
So when you're at home at the moment, you come back on Friday, I believe, to begin your life as a Saint. Who do you live with? What's it all look like?
I'm not sure. I think we sort all that out on Friday. But right. I was asking a million questions Tuesday night. They didn't have the answers to them, but yeah, I know I'm staying with players, but we'll have to find out.
Right, so just get to the airport, we'll sort it out from there.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, that sounds okay. And tell us about Isaac Keeler too. He's another South Australian from North Adelaide that the Saints picked up. What's he got for us?
Yeah, well, the Saints, I think got away with highway robbery last night, to be honest with you guys, but... Keeler, yeah, Keels is, if you talk about X Factor, he's definitely got more than me. So, I think it's similar for him. It's just about getting over and putting the work in and he'll be a terrific player. I know, like I said, I've only been there for a day at the Saints, but the culture's great. And I think, putting Keels into that environment, will there's no way it doesn't get the best out of him.
There's a bit of Paddy Ryder about this man.
Is there?
Yeah, he's got... Yeah, reminded me a lot of him, actually. Well,
that's a good sign then for Saints fans going forward. We've been talking this morning, Matthias, a little bit off-Broadway for you, but get your take on it. For the first thing that we bought when we'd saved up for money and first real sort of meaningful thing we'd paid for our own cash with, what was that for you? Have you saved up for anything in your teenage years to buy something for the first time?
That's a great question. I think I'm probably going to say my Xbox. I haven't really saved too much money. I haven't worked yet. This is my first job. I'm going to have to... I'll get back to you on that, but at the moment, it's probably my Xbox.
Oh, I'm happy with that. That's a good purchase, a significant purchase for a young man.
Yeah, I like to think so.
What's your favourite game on Xbox?
At the moment, it's Fall Guys. Me and my mates just find it so funny, yeah.
Righto. So all the crazy kids out there are the Pine Fall guys at the moment on the Xbox. We wish you the best of luck, mate. Great to chat this morning. Looking forward to seeing you play. There's a bit of a spruik about you. So get yourself busy and fit in the preseason. Look forward to seeing you in Saints colours in 2023.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks again for having me on.
Good man. Matthias Philippou, pick 10 in the AFL draft.